Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Cardin. And joining us live in the studio this morning, Lisa Garcia and Samantha Rux. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Samantha, you have some announcements?
Oh, you know I do. So just a reminder for our Bureau County folks, we have our scholarship process wrapping up. So those are due to me by May 1st. So there's information on our Facebook page and our website. The applications are on there as well. So I'll take them electronically or in person or whatever. So just wanted to remind you all that those are due this week. And then some exciting news from OSF St. Luke. We haven't been offering the annual scholarships like maybe we have had years ago, but this year we're going to be able to offer a scholarship again. We did one last year and we're able to continue that this year. So information will be out today. So please keep an eye on our Facebook page and in the newspaper and all of that good stuff, because information will be coming out today. Another thing happening this week, we have a lunch and learn in Princeton at the Elowen Room, which is connected to Milk Mustache. That's going to be on May 3rd from noon to 1 p.m. We are talking about thriving in life and managing stress. So if you're interested in that, check out our OSF St. Clair Facebook page. We are doing this in partnership with the Princeton Chamber. So they're website has information as well, and you can register there. And then just a quick reminder on our annual golf classic for OSF St. Luke. Those registrations and sponsorships are starting to roll in, and I believe the team registration is due by the end of this week, so May 3rd. So just wanted to put that out there if you're considering getting a team together. I know those spots are really filling up fast.
All right. Well, Lisa, you're here to talk about Nurses Week. Tell us about Nurses Week.
I am. So it starts May 6th and ends on the 12th with Florence Nightingale's birthday. And so we have a bunch of different little activities that we're going to do with nurses. The theme this year is Nurses Make a Difference. And that is a very true statement.
Yeah.
And so we have a program at the hospital that is Honor a Caregiver. So we take those stories that our patients write for specific mission partners, or maybe even to the team, and have several different mission partners in it. We take those stories, and they are recognized for that throughout the year. But we then take those stories and we vote on them as our unit practice councils come together. And based off of that vote, we do a Daisy and a Sunflower Award, which is nominated, given to a nurse, and that's got a national recognition for them. So we do that, and we'll be doing that during
Healthcare week.
Yeah. But getting kind of ready for that as well. Just trying to honor them. So if you see a nurse, you know a nurse, you know, let them know that they're appreciated and they do make a difference for our patients.
It has to be heartening for you to read these when they come in, when the people leave these notes for about their nurse that helped them through this troubled time.
Yeah, it is. I think it's hard. We do a hard job every day. And it's good to hear the positive things, because a lot of times people just kind of focus on the negative, but to get that positive, and it really does make a difference when you give it to the nurses. They're so appreciative. Some of them cry because it's emotional and it was a big deal for them, but to have that recognition means a lot.
No doubt about it. So talk about the process of going through those and reading those stories.
So we have a box that we have at several different locations in the hospital, and then we get the box, we collect all of them, we'll read the stories, then there's an algorithm that we use that kind of says, okay, here's how we're going to vote on this. And then no matter what the story or what the recognition, we do give out a little pin for that recognition, and their leaders are able to do that either at a unit meeting or during a huddle, so that they're recognized in front of their peers, to know that they've kind of done that, made that known love connection with their patient. And so we do that, and then we take it to the group, and like I said, we go through the whole year, and we take those years worth of those, vote on them, and then the top one is chosen as the Daisy and Sunflower Awards.
There are nurses in all different departments doing different things.
Oh yeah. So I mean, we have clinic and med surg, ED, surgery, wound clinic at St. Clair. I know I'm going to miss somebody, but there's nurses kind of throughout everywhere, cardiac rehab. There's a lot of different aspects to nursing that people don't always think about. But yeah, a nurse probably touches your lives more than you know.
It's the front line. I mean, you know, your doctors will come in and do what doctors do, but the end of the day, that nurse is going to be there.
Yeah, they're there throughout the day and, you know, taking their time to listen and really find out what's going on. And they're relaying that to their provider so that they know and they keep them, you know, aware of all the situations. But, yeah, your nurse is right there by your side all day.
For you, does it get it has to get emotional when you're reading some of these stories?
Oh, for sure it does. And me knowing I've been around for almost 20 years now and knowing some of these people and taking care of them for years too, and then getting to know that, you know, somebody that I've worked with before or that nurse, I know that what they did, it really touches your heart and it makes it like all worth it. You might kind of be stressed out. You get one of those stories and you read it and it's just like, okay, this is why I chose nursing.
Let's say you've been out of the hospital for a while and you didn't do this while you're there. Can you go back and deliver your story?
Yes, you can.
There's a website. Yep. So it's through our foundation. It's Grateful Patient. So if you go to osfhealthcare.org/foundation, you should be able to navigate to that. There is also on each entity website, we'll have under giving and volunteering, I think there's... I think the name of it is Ways to Give, and if you click on that, it'll take you to the foundation site. So yeah, you can definitely go on and submit that after the fact. Daisy is specific for nursing. Sunflower is more those clinical mission partners that are not nursing. And then Grateful Patient is kind of what that's called for the providers or the physicians. So yeah, lots of different ways. And I think something that's cool, you know, from me, non-clinical, you know, non-nursing for sure. It seems to be that Nurses Week falls on healthcare or hospital week every year, but this year we actually have two separate weeks. So I think that's really nice for our nursing staff to be able to really celebrate, you know, together. And I know that the managers have different things planned for their departments.
We have some different themes, a couple different celebrations. So they'll be recognizing them throughout the week.
That was my next question, actually, is what other things are going on for Nurses Week?
So I know at St. Luke, the managers have decided that they're going to do a cookout for them on Friday, just because it's like I can't give away all their like little secrets.
All their surprises.
All their little themes, right, because they haven't, you know, put those out there. But well, they'll do different themes, so there's different, maybe a different color that they wear that week, or maybe you wear, like, your favorite sports jersey, or just different things for them to kind of share their personality a little bit, too, you know, because sometimes the scrubs don't say it all.
So, yeah.
Excellent. What else would you like to tell us about Nurses Week?
I mean, just if you really do know a nurse or think, let them know that you're thinking of them or that, you know, the work that they do, they do it because they want to. It's their passion. It is something that they, you know, you're called to do. I know people talk about it all the time that it's like, oh, nobody really comes into nursing for the money, because that's not, it's truly the compassion and being able to care for those in our communities. And so recognize them, take time out of your day just to tell them thank you, because they don't always get to hear that, and it does make them, it kind of re-energizes them.
Samantha, anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I think we've hit all the high points, and we're excited to be able to celebrate all of our mission partners in the coming weeks, and you know, check out our Facebook page for all the fun stuff that we'll be doing for sure.
And once again, the Daisy and the Sunflower Awards, when will they be announced?
They are going to be Healthcare Week.
Yeah. So St. Clair is on Thursday.
May 16th.
Yep, and then May 17th will be St. Luke. Yes. And we do that over our dinner that we kind of celebrate everybody at, so that we can have them recognized in front of all their mission partners.
Yeah, it's always emotional, and it's always a surprise to the mission partners. They don't know that they've been chosen, so there's a lot of like behind the scenes things that happen to like get them in the room, because a lot of times the mission partners are like, oh, I don't, you know, we don't need to go to this, or I'm off that day or whatever, you know. So just getting them in the room is sometimes a challenge, but it's always so wonderful to see, you know, the look on their face and just how excited and proud they are.
Yeah, and if you look around the hospitals, you'll see that there's a banner, and it depends on what department they're from, that banner's hung up and their name is on that. So everybody that has won throughout the past is on there as well. So we celebrate those and post those in those different departments.
All right, well, Lisa Garcia, Samantha Rux, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.